insects.
Just lots and lots of bugs.
I know it's bugging you.
It is time for the sixth edition of What Bugs You, where we talk about everything insect-related with PhD entomology student from the U of S, Jeremy Irvin. Thanks again for being here. You know, with the weather patterns that kind of change over time in Saskatchewan, how does that change the types of insects we see, and how does that change things on an entomological level?
So yeah, these climate shifts or climate changes can really change the insect world. So some species of insects might start emerging earlier in the season. Others, such as a lot of pests, are expanding northward as temperatures rise. And unfortunately, many are declining. We're seeing a lot of different butterfly species appear earlier than they're used to. And the problem is that once they appear, or once they get to an area, the flowers that they rely on aren't in bloom yet, so they really have nothing to feed on. And these small timing shifts can really create a lot of ripples through ecosystems, because eventually, you know, something, a bird might eat that butterfly, and that might affect the bird's life cycle.
So have you, like, out in the field seen any insects in Saskatchewan that you've maybe never seen or expected to see in Saskatchewan before?
Yeah, so it kind of depends where you are. Me personally, I haven't with my fieldwork, because my fieldwork's further north, but I know there's a lot of people across Saskatchewan or even Canada that are especially working in the southern parts of the country that are seeing new species show up each year. And or host ranges of certain pests being expanded further and farther north.
I heard that due to this, and I saw this on a meme, so obviously I had to take this with a grain of salt, but at some point they said that we're supposed to expect like millions of cicadas to emerge here. Is there any truth to that?
Well, in Saskatchewan, our winter is quite unforgiving. That really eliminates a lot of the types of pests or types of insects that can be present here. So as long as we still have these cold, hard winters, that should eliminate something like cicadas coming in. I think there are some species that might be able to, you know, still deal with a mild winter, but we do have cicadas in Ontario, so they have a milder winter that's shorter, and they have a few species of cicadas that thrive quite well.
So what you're telling me is those extremely harsh winters are indeed good for many things.
Yes, they are.
Even if it doesn't feel like it.
Exactly, yeah. As unbearable as it might be through the winter, it does a lot for us, right? And we also just get a lot of snow just to support agriculture.
Yeah, well, and those winters are the reason we don't have spiders here the size of dinner plates.
Exactly, yeah.